More than 600 people gathered at the Cowlitz County Events Center in Longview for a public hearing about the proposed methanol plant at the Port of Kalama. The meeting started at 6 p.m., and the crowd was standing room only, with people lining the walls of the center's large meeting room. Attendees had the opportunity to sign up to speak at a podium in the front of the room. Organizers laid out the ground rules: no yelling out support or opposition. Audience members could raise their hands with a thumbs up or thumbs down sign. The first speakers were local public officials in Washington, and all but one expressed their support for the project for the usual reasons: jobs, tax benefits, and commerce. The mayor of Kalama expressed his concerns about the fossil fuel project, saying the region should be seeking alternatives to high carbon footprint projects. It was soon clear from the thumbs up and thumbs down hands that the vast majority of people were there to express their opposition to the methanol project. Clatsop County Commissioner Kathleen Sullivan spoke at the podium. I caught up with her afterwards to talk about why she was there.
I came here tonight because I felt personally I had to come here. I wanted to say no to this project. I want to do all I can to help resolve the crisis of climate change. And I think saying no to fossil fuels and saying no to a new fossil fuel export facility is something that I can do. So that's why I came here. Clatsop County has worked against this type of project for over a decade. And I feel that our democracy is being tested. And that's why I'm so grateful for these opportunities for average citizens to be able to speak and speak truth to power.
The methanol export project is being proposed by Northwest Innovation Works, a company that is a subsidiary of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, which is owned by the Chinese government. Some speakers at the event cited a recent climate study published by the Low Carbon Prosperity Institute, which asserted that the methanol plant, which would use natural gas to create methanol, would result in a net decrease of worldwide carbon emissions. Supporters say it would create less pollution than methanol created using coal. Environmental advocacy group Columbia Riverkeeper asserts that the study is flawed and the results slanted to support the project. The purpose of the meeting was to allow public comment on the draft supplemental environmental impact statement about the project. Public comment is accepted until December 28th. People can find a link to a comment page through the Port of Kalama website or contact Washington Governor Jay Inslee.